said the snake. The little prince looked at the snake for a long time.
"You're a funny creature," he said at last. "No thicker than a finger."
"But I'm more powerful than a king's finger," the snake said. The little prince smiled.
"You're not very powerful. You don't even have feet. You couldn't travel very far."
"I can take you further than a ship," the snake said. He coiled around the little prince's ankle like a golden bracelet. "Anyone I touch, I send back to the land from which he came," the snake went on. "But you're innocent, and you come from a star." The little prince made no reply. "I feel sorry for you, being so weak on this granite earth," said the snake. "I can help you someday, if you grow too homesick for your planet. I can..."
"Oh, I understand just what you mean," said the little prince. "But why do you always speak in riddles?"
"I solve them all," said the snake. And they were both silent. Chapter 18. The little prince crossed the desert and encountered only one flower. A flower with three petals. A flower of no consequence.
"Good morning," said the little prince.
"Good morning," said the flower.
"Where are the people?" the little prince inquired politely.
The flower had one day seen a caravan passing.
"People? There are six or seven of them, I believe, in existence. I caught sight of them years ago, but you never know where to find them. The wind blows them away. They have no roots, which hampers them a good deal."
"Goodbye," said the little prince.
"Goodbye," said the flower. Chapter 19. The little prince climbed a high mountain. The only mountains he had ever known were the three volcanoes, which came up to his knee. And he used the extinct volcano as a footstool.
"From a mountain as high as this one," he said to himself, "I'll get a view of the whole planet and all the people on it."
But he saw nothing but rocky peaks as sharp as needles.
"Hello,"
he said, just in case.
"Hello, hello, hello,"
the echo answered.
"Who are you?"
asked the little prince.
"Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?"
the echo answered.
"Let's be friends. I'm lonely,"
he said.
"I'm lonely. I'm lonely. I'm lonely," the echo answered. "What a peculiar planet," he thought. "It's all dry and sharp and hard. And people here have no imagination. They repeat whatever you say to them. Where I live, I had a flower. She always spoke first."
Chapter 20. But it so happened that the little prince, having walked a long time through sand and rocks and snow, finally discovered a road. And all roads go to where there are people.
"Good morning," he said.
It was a blossoming rose garden.
"Good morning," said the roses.
The little prince gazed at them. All of them looked like his flower.
"Who are you?"
he asked, astounded.
"We're roses,"
the roses said.
"Ah," said the little prince.
And he felt very unhappy. His flower had told him she was the only one of her kind in the whole universe. And here were 5,000 of them, all just alike, in just one garden.
"She would be very annoyed," he said to himself, "if she saw this. She would cough terribly and pretend to be dying to avoid being laughed at. And I'd have to pretend to be nursing her. Otherwise, she'd really let herself die in order to humiliate me. And then he said to himself, I thought I was rich because I had just one flower, and all I own is an ordinary rose. That and my three volcanoes, which come up to my knee, one of which may be permanently extinct. It doesn't make me much of a prince.
And he lay down in the grass and wept. Chapter 21. It was then that the fox appeared. Good morning, said the fox.
Good morning,
the little prince answered politely, though when he turned around he saw nothing. I'm here, the voice said, under the apple tree.
Who are you?
The little prince asked.
You're very pretty.
I'm a fox, the fox said.
Come and play with me,
the little prince proposed.
I'm feeling so sad.
I can't play with you, the fox said. I'm not tamed.
Ah, excuse me, said the little prince.
But upon reflection, he added,
what does tamed mean?
You're not from around here, the fox said. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for people, said the little prince. What does tamed mean?
People, said the fox, have guns and they hunt. It's quite troublesome. And they also raise chickens. That's the only interesting thing about them. Are you looking for chickens?
No, said the little prince. I'm looking for friends. What does tamed mean?
It's something that's been too often neglected. It means to create ties.
To create ties?
That's right, the fox said. For me, you're only a little boy just like 100,000 other little boys. And I have no need of you. And you have no need of me either. For you, I'm only a fox like 100,000 other foxes. But if you tame me, we'll need each other. You'll be the only boy in the world for me. I'll be the only fox in the world for you.
I'm beginning to understand, the little prince said. There's a flower. I think she's tamed me.
Possibly, the fox said. On Earth, one sees all kinds of things.
Oh, this isn't on Earth, the little prince.